Okay, here we are inside two. So anyhow, if we get the monsoons, all well and good. Last year, I never saw them, but it has been raining the last 2 or 3 days, and it's good really, because then it doesn't get too hot. But the weather is nothing like it was last year. At this time last year, it was very, very warm, and it isn't that warm here now. I mean, it's not cold. You don't need a sweater or anything, but it's not the humid weather that we had at this time last year. What other good things? I had a note from Mother, thanking me for the check I had sent her, and she seems to be doing all right. Aunt Rose is coming to stay with her for a week, which makes it very nice. And I had your letter. Let's see now. Yeah, that was the letter. I did receive the pictures. I told you that last time, right? And this past letter, you told me you were going to put your typewriter on your new desk. I chuckled when you asked if I might want the desk if and when I ever get my own apartment. Oh, who knows, Duchess? I just have to wait and see. I have so much stuff whenever I get home. In fact, I don't really know what to do about, the next few months. I'm tempted to send all my stereo equipment home because I'm so afraid if we, for some reason, have to evacuate, I would lose all this stuff. I mean, the government would pay, I don't know, 4 cents on a pound or something like that. You would lose money-wise. You just wouldn't be able to replace it. And I don't mind the next few months, but I'm thinking if it's another year, and I, believe me, I haven't decided that yet. I really don't know. But I keep thinking, I wish the stereo stuff and a few things were home, because then I'd know they're safe. Because we never know what's going to take place, and you wouldn't be able to get any of this stuff out. You'd be lucky if you could manage a small suitcase. So in the back of my mind, I keep thinking I don't want it here in the event that I stay another year. Although, I don't want to stay in Korea another year, particularly. I'd like to get something else, but there's nothing else open. Unless I go to Vietnam, I think that's open. And then I definitely wouldn't take anything with me other than just some clothes. Because I understand conditions there are very poor. I mean, there are four and five girls sharing a room, things like that. Here I'm quite cozy in my little room. It's my little haven. I tell you, I come home from work and I just curl up on the bed and go to sleep. So I have this afternoon off, more or less. Oh, and this talk, that I have to give tonight. It's down at Ross at the Officers Club. And of course, I love to go down there. All those boys are so close to me. And they've been having a lot of trouble down there. Oh, last week, Duchess, I thought I'd go nuts. Mike Kuhn is the girl who replaced me down at Ross. Well, she is rather a cold individual. And she's a very bossy, domineering, authoritative person. Well, of course, I had such a great relationship with those boys because they were so good to me and to Micah that when she went down there, she started demanding things. Well, to make a long story short, they won't have anything to do with her. They won't give her transportation. They won't help her out. She had a coffee call, and two men went, the chaplain and the SSO officer. That's Ross Rogers. That's all. And when I had a coffee call down there, all the guys came. Every one of them came down. So anyhow, the fellows would tell me, they stop in the club all the time up here, and they say, "Ann, it's not the same. Why don't you come back?" It was a very family-like atmosphere, and she treats them like business acquaintances. Well, the boys resent this, and so they strike back. So they're like little children, slapping one another. So anyhow, Rogers, he's the special service officer. He never had anything to do with the service club. He was supposed to help me with any of the problems I might have had, but he really has 18 other titles, so I never bothered him. If he couldn't help me, I'd get somebody else to do it. So I never had any problems with Rogers. But Mike was very pushy about things. So Rogers is giving her a real hard time, and he came up here and complained to Ruth. He made a formal complaint that Mike was uncooperative, inefficient, blah, blah, blah. So Ruth was upset, and Ruth asked me to talk to the officers down there because she knows I'm very friendly with them. So I told a couple of boys, you know, I said, why don't you help Mike out instead of giving her a hard time? See if you can help her out. And the guy said, and she's too cold, and she's not willing to cooperate. If they can't give her transportation that day, she won't take it the next. So anyway, here I was getting in the middle. And then Mike called me and wanted to know what my relationship was down there and how I ran things, because she was getting no support. So I opened my big mouth and I told her that her attitude is what the problem is. It's just her attitude, and that she should stop demanding things and be flexible and swing with the group. Well, of course, she was very upset. And it wasn't my place to tell this, Duchess. Ruth should have told her, you know? So, oh, it really blossomed into a big thing. And then Ruth went down there 2 days ago to talk to Mike, because she wanted to see if she couldn't guide Mike into handling the situation much better, because Mike was very upset and having all kinds of problems. She wasn't able to do anything because she couldn't get any support. So anyway, I felt very badly for her, and I'm sure she is resentful towards me, because, you know, nobody likes to have somebody else's name thrown up all the time. And of course, every time she turns around, somebody's saying, well, Annie didn't have any problems. When Annie was down here, we had a ball, you know? Well, everybody doesn't work the same, Duchess, and I was just most fortunate with those men, because, as I say, we were very, very close. They did all kinds of things for me, and I did whatever I could for them, and it worked out fine. It's a give-and-take business in this man's army. And you scrounge around, and you scratch somebody else's back, and they scratch yours, and this is how you operate. Otherwise, you just don't survive. And she has a very, very distant relationship to people, and she has to act like the boss. And, you know, nobody's a big boss around here, not unless you're a full colonel or something. So, anyway, so the boys asked me to come down to the officers' club and give a talk on service clubs. And I said, well, Mike is there. Why, she should do it, but they don't want her. So Ruth said I should go down and give it. So I'm going this afternoon. My day off, right? But it'll be a fun trip, because I'll go down and have a few drinks at the bar and have dinner. And, of course, the food is good down there. You know, I'm ready to go anywhere for a good meal. I've lost a few more pounds. Not really, you know, 2 or 3. But I feel fine, and I'm nice and trim. Really. And that's good. As long as I feel good, Duchess, you know, I don't mind. But I think after we get a couple girls in and I don't have to put so many hours in, I'll gain the weight back. Oh, let's see. What else? What else can I tell you? All the goodies. I have to think. I should shut this off while I'm thinking, right? Wait, I go snap the button, get off the floor. Duchess, I remembered that you said you would be on vacation. That's last week, I guess. And Ruth told me that this EMAC convention, like, that we have every year is October the 4th, I think she said. So I can go on vacation the whole month of September, or at least for 2 or 3 weeks. I haven't put the paperwork in yet. I haven't had time. But I will. As soon as I can, maybe next week, I'm going to get the paperwork in and ask for a vacation. And I think Joan is going to go with me, Joan Leland, which will make it very nice. And see if I can't get a couple of weeks and go to Hong Kong or Bangkok or Taiwan or someplace so I can sit in the sun and rest my nerves. I just glanced at your letter, your most recent one, and in that you mentioned you got that record. You know, I meant to write a little note in that, but I didn't. And that's a real old record, Duchess. It must be 10 years old or more. But I found them in the service club. And at one time, I think they just gave them out for the men to mail home. But it gives you a little bit of an idea of Korea. And as you say, you recalled so many things that I had mentioned and so many pictures that I have. So I was kind of glad you enjoyed that. I have some more pictures, too. Jerry takes quite a few pictures of local scenes. And I marked off about 50 pictures. These are black and whites, and she developed them in the craft shop for me. So I have them here. I don't know when I'll send them home. Oh, I just haven't had time to do anything. I'm just getting lazy, that's all. I mean, as far as, you know, writing or doing anything in my room, I would like to tape some more music too, because I have access now to some records and some tapes, but I don't have any tapes. We can't buy the tapes right now, Duchess. So these little tapes, I would wanted to send you a box, but I just can't get them. They aren't anywhere. But the first chance I get to go down to Seoul, the first chance I see some, I will buy them and send some off to you so you have them. In fact, I don't have any left. I have to go back and retape over some that you have sent me, because they're so hard to come by. In fact, quite a few items are no longer available in the PX, and because they're rationed. Like this afternoon when I stopped in the PX, one of the GIs asked me to buy some coffee for him, because I don't drink coffee anyway, so I didn't mind, because they punched the card. You're only allowed so many pounds a week or whatever it is, I don't know. So I did that. I'm always getting rooked into something. Another friend, I don't even know his last name. All I know his name is Bill, but I've known him for months and months. And he borrowed $15. He's supposed to pay that back today, too. Oh, I tell you, these GIs, when it comes to the rationed items, you know, they're always asking you to pick up stuff for them. I don't mind, because I don't really use it, and half the time they don't even mark our cards here, because these guys know us, and it's supposed to be for the Korean nationals more than the Americans, really. Anyway, and this tape is running out, it's going around and around, and all I wanted to tell you is I'm very well, and I appreciate all the mail, and if you don't hear from me, don't worry, it's just that I'm busy, but I will keep you posted, Duchess. Nothing real exciting has been happening anyhow. Let's see, what else? Cree and Carolyn send their very best, and as I say, of course, Robbie will be going on Tuesday or Wednesday, so... Those are the big things. That's the biggest right now, as far as events going on. Okay, this is running out, Duchess. Just take care of yourself, keep well, and do your best to keep up the estate. If you need anything, just holler. Let me know. Bye-bye, Duchess.